Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. I have a powerful message for you today, one that the Holy Spirit has guided you to receive, and it's this. The door to your breakthrough, your miracle, and your blessing is about to swing wide open. Rest assured, our loving Heavenly Father has not forgotten you, nor has He abandoned you. He is the God of abundance, who knows the deepest desires of your heart and takes great delight in showering His children with blessings that far exceed their wildest dreams. Your Heavenly Father has a specific plan for your prosperity, a plan to give you hope and a future, and He's working tirelessly behind the scenes to bring it to pass. In this video, we'll explore 10 incredible ways in which God is working to open the door to your blessings, even when it seems like all hope is lost. You'll discover how He's orchestrating divine opportunities, unleashing His favor, and leading you into a future filled with purpose, love, and prosperity. So, if you've been feeling stuck, discouraged, or uncertain about your future, I want you to know that this video is for you. And don't forget to share this hope-filled message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement and faith. And the reminder that our God is a God of abundance who can open doors that no man can shut and provide blessings beyond our wildest dreams. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you watch this video, and may you be empowered to trust in His abundant love, lean on His ability to provide for your every need, and believe that He is opening the door to your blessings. Your breakthrough is near, your miracle is on its way, and the door to your blessing is about to swing wide open. Number one, when God decides to open a door in your life, He often chooses the most unexpected alliances as His method. This divine strategy, while sometimes perplexing, showcases His infinite wisdom and creativity. Consider the biblical account of Ruth and Boaz, two individuals who, by worldly standards, should never have crossed paths. Ruth, a widowed Moabite woman, found herself gleaning in the fields of Boaz, a wealthy Israelite landowner. Their lives couldn't have been more different, yet God brought them together for a purpose that would echo through eternity. Their story beautifully illustrates how God can use unlikely connections to open doors we never knew existed. Ruth's loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, led her to a foreign land, unaware that her act of devotion would lead her to Boaz, her future husband and kinsman redeemer, placing her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. This divine orchestration reminds us to value every encounter in our lives. The person next to you on the bus, your new neighbor, or a long-lost relative reaching out. Any of these could be the key to unlocking the very door you've been praying for. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to overlook these potential divine appointments. We're often so focused on our own agendas that we might miss the Holy Spirit's gentle nudge, urging us to make new connections. Remember, our Heavenly Father's thoughts and ways are infinitely higher than our own. Isaiah 55:8-9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. This scripture encourages us to trust in God's perfect plan, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. As you wait for God to open that door you've been praying for, widen your gaze. Look beyond your usual circles. Be open to new connections and relationships. That unexpected person might be the very instrument God uses to usher in your breakthrough. Approach each interaction with a heart of expectancy, not with a selfish agenda, but with a genuine desire to see how God might be working. Remember, too, that you might be the unexpected ally in someone else's story. Your kindness, wisdom, or unique experiences might be exactly what someone else needs to see their own door open. In this way, we become active participants in God's grand design, conduits of His love and grace. Hold fast to your faith as you cultivate these unexpected alliances. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, weaving together circumstances and relationships in ways you can't yet see. Be patient, for His timing is perfect. Be persistent in prayer, for He hears every cry of your heart. And be prepared, for when that door finally opens, it may look nothing like what you imagined. It may be infinitely better. Number 2. When God's timing seems slow and the door you've been waiting for remains tightly shut, remember that He is working behind the scenes to prepare you for the blessings He has in store. Through seasons of waiting and preparation, the Lord is shaping your character and equipping you for the journey ahead. Consider the example of Joseph, whose life took a dramatic turn when he was betrayed by his own brothers and thrown into a pit. From there, he was sold into slavery and eventually found himself wrongfully imprisoned. Yet throughout his trials, God was positioning Joseph for a remarkable destiny. The challenges he faced were crucial in cultivating the wisdom, patience, and steadfast faith that would one day make him a trusted leader in Egypt. During your own seasons of waiting, it can be easy to grow weary and lose sight of God's greater plan. But take heart, for the Lord is using this time to refine you and make you ready for the abundant life He has prepared. Just as a skilled potter molds and shapes clay, the Lord is carefully molding your character, removing the imperfections, and shaping you into a vessel fit for His purpose. Remember, the door may remain closed for a reason. Perhaps you still need to develop certain skills or deepen your trust in the Lord. Or maybe God is waiting for the perfect timing, when the opportunity before you will have the greatest impact. Whatever the case, resist the urge to grow impatient or to force your own agenda. Instead,
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Embrace this season of preparation with an open heart and a steadfast spirit. Use this time wisely to draw closer to God, to strengthen your faith, and to cultivate the qualities that will serve you well in the days ahead. Pour yourself into learning new skills, serving others, and seeking the Lord's guidance. As you do, you'll find that your strength is being renewed, just as the prophet Isaiah promised. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When the door you've been longing for finally opens, you'll be ready. The trials you've endured and the lessons you've learned will have equipped you for the journey that lies ahead. Your faith will be deeper, your vision clearer, and your heart more prepared to embrace the blessings God has in store. So, take courage, dear friend. The Lord has not forgotten you, and He is working even now to bring about His perfect plan for your life. Trust in His timing, lean on His strength, and keep your eyes fixed on the horizon, for the door you've been waiting for is about to swing wide open. With God as your guide, you will walk through it with confidence, knowing that He has gone before you and will be with you every step of the way. Number 3. When we encounter closed doors in life, it's easy to feel discouraged. Yet through divine redirection, God often reveals His greater plan for us. This truth is beautifully illustrated in the life of the Apostle Paul. As he set out to spread the gospel, Paul had his heart set on preaching in Asia. However, God had other plans. The Holy Spirit prevented Paul from entering Asia, a decision that may have initially confused or frustrated him. But God's wisdom surpasses our understanding. Instead of Asia, Paul was divinely redirected to Macedonia. It was there, in a place he never intended to go, that Paul found a flourishing ministry awaiting him. His work in Macedonia led to the establishment of strong churches and the transformation of countless lives. This powerful example teaches us to stay alert to the alternative pathways God might be revealing in our own lives. When one door closes, it's crucial to look around with eyes of faith. That job rejection you're facing, it might be God's way of steering you towards entrepreneurship or a career path you hadn't considered before. The end of a relationship you thought was the one, it could be God's loving guidance towards a season of self-discovery and growth, preparing you for the relationship He truly has in store for you. The book of Proverbs reminds us, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." This verse beautifully captures the interplay between our free will and God's sovereign guidance. We are free to make plans and set goals, but ultimately, it is the Lord who directs our steps, often in ways we never anticipated. Embracing divine redirection requires cultivating a heart of trust and surrender. It means loosening our grip on our own plans and expectations, allowing God to mold and shape our paths. This doesn't mean becoming passive, but rather actively seeking His will while remaining open to unexpected turns in our journey. As we learn to appreciate God's redirections, we begin to see closed doors not as dead ends, but as signposts pointing us towards His better way. We come to understand that detours are often the scenic route to our destiny, filled with valuable lessons that shape us into the people God intends us to be. Remember, dear friend, that God's love for you is immeasurable. When He redirects your steps, it's always with your best interests at heart. So the next time you face a closed door, take heart. Look around with hope and excitement, knowing that the God who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Trust in His timing, lean on His wisdom, and watch in awe as He unfolds a story far more beautiful than you could have written for yourself. Number 4. When we talk about God opening doors in our lives, we often think of big, obvious changes. But sometimes, the most powerful way God works is by quietly changing our hearts and what we want. This change can be so gentle that we might not even notice it happening until we look back and see how much we've grown. Let's think about Paul, the apostle who once fought against Christians, but became a key figure in spreading Jesus' message. Paul really wanted to preach in Rome, the center of the empire. He probably imagined speaking to large crowds or debating with important people. But God had a different plan, one that would fulfill Paul's wish in ways he never expected. Instead of arriving in Rome as a free man, Paul came as a prisoner. At first, this might seem like a closed door, like Paul's mission had failed. But in God's plan, what looks like a setback can become the way He does His greatest work. As a prisoner, Paul got to share his faith with guards, officials, and even people in Caesar's family. The letters he wrote from prison became crucial parts of the Bible, touching lives for centuries to come. This change in what Paul wanted shows us how wise and loving God is. He doesn't just give us what we think we want. He shapes our desires to fit with His perfect plan. This process needs us to trust Him, be patient, and be willing to let go of our own ideas about success. Think about your own life for a moment. Are there doors you keep knocking on, sure that your happiness lies on the other side? Maybe it's a job you want, a relationship, or a personal goal. While these dreams might not be bad, God might be using your current situation to get you ready for something even better, something you might not even be able to imagine right now. The Bible tells us, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." This doesn't mean God will give us everything we want. Instead, it's an invitation to find our deepest joy in Him. As we do this, we might find our desires starting to change. Things that once seemed so important might not feel as urgent, while new passions we never knew we had might start to grow. This change in our desires is a journey that happens day by day. It means giving our plans to God and trusting His guidance. We need to hold our plans loosely, always ready for God to point us in a new direction. Sometimes this process can be uncomfortable. We might need to let go of dreams we've had for a long time or step into new, unfamiliar areas. But as we let God change us, we open ourselves to joy and purpose beyond anything we could have planned on our own. Remember, God sees your whole life. while you can only see a small part. What looks like a mess to you might be an important part of the beautiful picture He's creating. Your current struggles or times of waiting might be exactly what God is using to shape your desires and get you ready for the doors He plans to open. Number 5. When God decides to open a door in your life, He often does so through supernatural provision that surpasses our human understanding. This divine intervention is a testament to His infinite love and care for His children. Just as He miraculously sustained the Israelites during their 40-year journey through the wilderness, providing manna from heaven and water from a rock, He continues to work wonders in our lives today. Imagine waking up one morning to find that the financial burden you've been carrying has suddenly lifted. Perhaps an unexpected check arrives in the mail, or a long-forgotten debt is repaid at just the right moment. These are not mere coincidences, but divine orchestrations. God's provision often manifests in ways we least expect, reminding us that His resources are limitless and His timing is perfect. Consider the story of the widow of Zarephath, who was down to her last meal when Elijah arrived. God multiplied her flour and oil, ensuring she and her son were fed throughout the famine. In the same way, He can multiply your resources, stretching them beyond what seems logically possible. That job offer that comes out of nowhere, the scholarship you didn't even apply for, or the generous gift from a friend. These are all whispers of God's provision, preparing you for the open door that lies ahead. It's important to cultivate a heart of gratitude for these seemingly small provisions. They are often the precursors to greater blessings, building our faith and teaching us to trust in God's faithfulness. Each unexpected blessing, no matter how small, is a brushstroke in the masterpiece God is painting in your life. Remember, God's provision isn't limited to financial matters. He may provide emotional strength when you feel weak, wisdom when you face difficult decisions, or peace in the midst of chaos. These intangible gifts are just as valuable as material provisions, equipping you to walk through the doors He opens. As you wait for your breakthrough, take comfort in Philippians 4:19, which assures us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." This promise is not based on our own merit or the state of our circumstances, but on the boundless riches of God's glory. He is not constrained by human limitations or economic conditions. In moments of doubt, recall how God has provided for you in the past. Each testimony of His faithfulness becomes a stepping stone of faith for the future. Perhaps He guided you to the right person at the right time, or provided a solution to a problem that seemed insurmountable. These experiences are not isolated incidents, but part of God's ongoing work in your life. As you eagerly anticipate the door God is about to open, remain open to His guidance. Sometimes His provision comes in the form of redirecting our paths or changing our perspectives. What we initially perceive as a setback might actually be God's way of aligning us with His perfect plan. Trust that God's supernatural provision is already in motion, even if you can't see it yet. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events and aligning resources to ensure that when the door opens, you'll be fully equipped to step through it. Your role is to remain faithful, grateful, and expectant, knowing that the God who clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air is intimately concerned with meeting your needs. Number 6. When we find ourselves standing before a closed door, yearning for God to open it and reveal the path forward, it's easy to feel isolated in our struggle. But take heart, for the Lord often works His miracles through the beautiful tapestry of community and unity among believers. Just as the early church in Acts experienced exponential growth and divine favor through their collective faith and united purpose, your breakthrough may very well come through the combined efforts of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Imagine, if you will, the power of a community united in prayer, all lifting their voices in harmony for your cause. Picture the strength that comes from joining hands with fellow believers, each one contributing their unique gifts and resources to support your journey. This is the essence of true Christian fellowship, and it's within this sacred bond that God often chooses to manifest His glory. The Scriptures remind us in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in My name, there am I with them." This promise is not just a comforting thought, but a call to action. It's an invitation to step out of the shadows of isolation and into the warm embrace of your faith community. When we come together, united in purpose and spirit, we create a spiritual synergy that can move mountains and open doors that seemed forever sealed. Consider the early church as described in the book of Acts. They didn't simply attend services together. They lived life as one body, sharing meals, resources, and most importantly, their hearts. They prayed with fervor, not just for their own needs, but for the needs of their brothers and sisters. And what was the result? The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Doors of opportunity flung open, hearts were transformed, and the message of Christ spread like wildfire across the ancient world. Now you might be thinking, but how does this apply to my situation? How can my church community help open the door I've been waiting for? The answer lies in the power of vulnerability and authentic connection. It's time to lay aside the mask of self-sufficiency and embrace the beauty of interdependence in the body of Christ. When you open your heart to others, you create space for God to work in ways you might never have imagined. Perhaps someone in your community has faced a similar challenge and can offer wisdom and encouragement. Maybe another believer has connections or resources that could be the key to unlocking your opportunity. Or it could be that through sharing your burden, you inspire others to join you in fervent, focused prayer. Remember, the door you've been pushing against alone might just need the collective strength of your faith community to budge. There's an old African proverb that says, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together." In the kingdom of God, we're not called to be lone rangers, but rather members of a living, breathing body. Each part essential, each one supporting the other. Let your faith community become a greenhouse of hope, where dreams are nurtured, burdens are shared, and faith is strengthened. As you pray together, serve together, and support one another, watch in awe as God begins to shift circumstances, align hearts, and yes, open doors that once seemed impenetrable. But remember, this journey of community isn't always easy. It requires patience, humility, and a willingness to be inconvenienced for the sake of others. There may be times when you feel vulnerable or misunderstood. Push through these moments, knowing that on the other side lies a depth of fellowship and spiritual power that can transform not just your life, but the lives of those around you. So take heart, dear friend. The God who brought down the walls of Jericho through the united faith and obedience of His people is the same God who stands ready to work miracles in your life today. Embrace the power of community, lean into the strength of unity, and watch with expectant faith as He opens doors you never thought possible. Your breakthrough is coming, and it just might arrive on the winds of collective praise and the sturdy shoulders of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Number 7. When God calls us to radical obedience, He often has something extraordinary in store. This journey of faith, while challenging, can lead to the most profound breakthroughs in our lives. Radical obedience isn't about following a set of rules or meeting others' expectations. It's about listening intently to God's voice and being willing to step out in bold faith, even when it doesn't make sense to our human understanding. Consider Abraham, the father of faith. God asked him to leave everything familiar behind, his homeland, his family, his comfort zone, and venture into the unknown. This was no small request. It meant uprooting his entire life based solely on God's promise. Yet, Abraham obeyed, and through that obedience, God established a covenant that would bless all nations. But God wasn't finished testing Abraham's obedience. Years later, after finally receiving the son he had waited so long for, God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Can you imagine the internal struggle, the pain, the confusion? Everything in Abraham must have screamed to refuse. Yet he chose obedience, trusting that somehow, some way, God would provide. And at the last moment, God did provide a ram, sparing Isaac and reaffirming his covenant with Abraham. This pattern of radical obedience opening doors repeats throughout Scripture. Moses, despite his doubts and fears, obeyed God's call to confront Pharaoh, leading to the Israelites' liberation. David, a young shepherd boy, stepped out in faith to face Goliath when seasoned warriors cowered in fear. His obedience led to victory and eventually to his anointing as king. In our own lives, God may be calling us to acts of radical obedience that seem equally daunting. Perhaps he's asking you to forgive someone who has deeply wounded you. This isn't just saying the words, "I forgive you," but truly releasing the hurt, choosing to love, and even praying for their well-being. It might feel impossible, unfair even. But through this act of obedience, God can heal your heart and potentially transform the other person's life as well. Or maybe God is prompting you to give sacrificially. This could mean financial giving that stretches your faith, trusting God to provide for your needs. It might mean giving your time to serve in a way that's inconvenient or challenges your comfort zone. Remember the widow who gave her last 2 coins? Jesus commended her faith, for she gave all she had to live on. When we give sacrificially, we demonstrate our trust in God's provision and open the door for His blessings to flow. Radical obedience often requires us to face our deepest fears and insecurities. It challenges our need for control and our desire for comfort. But it's in these moments of surrendering our will to God's that we experience His power most profoundly. When we say yes to God, even when everything in us wants to say no, we position ourselves to see His faithfulness in ways we never imagined. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What seems illogical or even foolish to the world may be exactly what God uses to demonstrate His power and glory. The Apostle Paul reminds us that God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Seek God earnestly in prayer. Ask Him to reveal any areas where He's calling you to step out in faith. Be still and listen for His voice. Sometimes God speaks in a whisper, guiding us one step at a time. Other times His call is clear and unmistakable. Whatever He reveals, respond with a willing heart. As you take those steps of radical obedience, know that you're not alone. God promises to be with you always, even to the end of the age. He goes before you, preparing the way. He walks beside you, strengthening you for the journey. And He stands behind you, protecting you from what you cannot see. Your act of radical obedience might be the very key that unlocks the door you've been waiting for. It could be the catalyst for a revival in your community, the breakthrough in your family, or the transformation in your own heart you've been longing for. Trust that God sees the bigger picture and that His timing is perfect. So take heart, beloved child of God. Embrace the challenge of radical obedience with courage and faith. For it is often in these moments of complete surrender that we experience the fullness of God's power, love, and grace. Your breakthrough is on the horizon. Your miracle is within reach. Take that step of faith and watch in awe as God opens doors you never knew existed. Number 8. When life's trials seem overwhelming and the doors of opportunity appear firmly shut, remember that God often works in mysterious ways. Through the crucible of our challenges, He forges testimonies that not only transform our own lives, but also become beacons of hope for others. This divine strategy of turning trials into triumphs is a recurring theme throughout Scripture and continues to unfold in the lives of believers today. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, Joseph's life seemed to be a series of closed doors and shattered dreams. Yet each setback was actually a setup for an incredible comeback. God used Joseph's trials to position him as second in command in Egypt, where he would ultimately save countless lives, including those of his own family, from famine. His testimony of faithfulness and adversity and forgiveness towards those who wronged him opened doors that no human could have engineered. Your current struggles, dear friend, are not meaningless. They are the raw material from which God is crafting a powerful testimony. Every tear, every sleepless night, every moment of doubt, God is collecting these experiences like an artist gathers colors for a masterpiece. He is preparing you to speak hope into situations where others see only despair. As you navigate through your trials, it's crucial to document your journey. Keep a journal of your prayers, your questions, and the small victories along the way. Note how God provides, even in the smallest details. This record will become invaluable, not just for your own encouragement, but as a roadmap for others who will follow in your footsteps. Remember, your testimony is not just about the outcome. It's about the process. It's about how you clung to faith when everything seemed hopeless. It's about the lessons you learned in the valley that prepared you for the mountaintop. Your story of perseverance might be exactly what someone else needs to hear to keep going in their own journey. Moreover, your testimony has spiritual power. Revelation 12:11 reminds us that believers overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Your story of God's faithfulness in your life becomes a weapon against doubt and despair, not just in your own heart, but in the hearts of those around you. As you wait for God to open the door you've been praying for, consider that He might be using this time to equip you with a testimony that will open many doors. He's not just preparing you for a single opportunity, but for a lifetime of impact. Your current trial might be the training ground for a ministry that will touch countless lives. Think of how many doors opened for the Apostle Paul because of his dramatic testimony of conversion. His story of transformation from persecutor to preacher opened doors in synagogues, before governors, and even in Caesar's household. Your testimony, shaped by your unique experiences and struggles, has the potential to reach people that no one else can. Remember, too, that sometimes the door God opens through your testimony isn't just for you. It might be for someone else. Your willingness to be vulnerable and share your story might be the very thing that inspires someone else to step through their open door of opportunity. As you continue to trust God through your trials, hold on to the promise found in 1 Peter 5:10, "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Your current suffering is temporary, but the testimony God is crafting through it is eternal. So, my dear friend, take heart. The door you're waiting for may be closer than you think, and it might open in a way you never expected. Keep faith, keep documenting, keep sharing, and watch in awe as God turns your trials into a testimony that opens doors not just for you, but for many others on their journey of faith. Number 9. When you find yourself waiting for a door to open in your life, remember that God's timing is perfect, even if it's not always easy to understand. Divine timing is a beautiful mystery that unfolds in ways we can't always foresee, but it's always working for our good. Think about Esther in the Bible. She didn't know why she was chosen to be queen, but God had positioned her for such a time as this to save her people. Your situation might be similar. The door you're waiting for could be synchronized with events happening on a global scale, technological breakthroughs, or shifts in society that will make your purpose even more meaningful and impactful when it finally comes to fruition. God sees the bigger picture, orchestrating countless moving pieces to align perfectly for your benefit. It's like a grand symphony where every instrument must play its part at just the right moment to create a beautiful masterpiece. Your part in this divine composition is crucial, and the timing of your entrance must be precise. While you're waiting, stay alert and attentive to the signs around you. The world is constantly changing, and what seems like a delay might actually be God's way of preparing the perfect conditions for your breakthrough. Perhaps He's waiting for certain technologies to develop that will amplify your message. Maybe He's allowing social changes to occur that will make people more receptive to your unique gifts and talents. Remember, dear friend, that everything in this world has its season. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us, There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. Your season of waiting isn't wasted time, it's preparation time. God is working behind the scenes, setting the stage for your grand entrance. During this waiting period, focus on growing in faith and developing your skills. Like a farmer patiently tending his crops, knowing that the harvest will come at the right time, nurture your dreams and talents. Trust that God is using this time to refine you, to make you ready for the opportunities that will come when that door finally swings open. Consider how Joseph's story unfolded in the Bible. He endured years of setbacks and imprisonment before his divine appointment as second in command of Egypt. Those years of waiting weren't just empty time. They were crucial in shaping his character and preparing him for the monumental task ahead. Your story is no different. The waiting period you're in right now is shaping you, molding you into the person you need to be when your moment arrives. Every challenge, every lesson learned, every small victory is contributing to your readiness for what lies ahead. So take heart, beloved. Your time is coming. The door will open, and when it does, you'll see how perfectly timed it was all along. Until then, keep your faith strong, your hope alive, and your love abundant. Trust in God's perfect timing, for He makes all things beautiful in His time. Number 10. When you find yourself standing before a closed door, yearning for it to open, remember that sometimes the key lies in spiritual warfare. Our loving Father in heaven often uses these moments to strengthen our faith and draw us closer to Him. Just as Daniel experienced a delay in his prayers due to spiritual opposition, we too may face unseen battles in the spiritual realm. God's Word tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world. This truth reminds us that the obstacles we face may have spiritual roots. But take heart, dear friend, for our God is greater than any force that stands against us. In these moments, we must arm ourselves with the full armor of God. Picture yourself putting on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. Lift up the shield of faith to extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy. Place the helmet of salvation upon your head and grasp the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Engage in fervent prayer, letting your petitions rise like incense before the throne of grace. Fast as you feel led, denying your physical appetites to sharpen your spiritual senses. Declare God's promises over your life with boldness and conviction, for His Word never returns void. Your breakthrough might require spiritual persistence and warfare to manifest in the physical realm. Like Jacob wrestling with the angel, refuse to let go until you receive your blessing. Remember, the fervent prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. As you press in, visualize angelic reinforcements being dispatched on your behalf, just as they were for Daniel. These heavenly warriors are fighting for you, breaking through the spiritual opposition that seeks to hinder your progress. In this battle, your weapons are not carnal but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. Speak life over your situation, commanding mountains to move in Jesus' name. Let faith arise in your heart, knowing that the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Be encouraged, beloved, for your Father sees your perseverance. He delights in your unwavering trust and is working all things together for your good. This season of spiritual warfare is not just about opening a door. It's about deepening your relationship with God and growing in spiritual maturity. As you continue to stand firm, you'll find your spiritual muscles strengthening. The discernment to recognize spiritual opposition will sharpen, and your authority in Christ will become more evident. This process is refining you, preparing you for the blessings that lie beyond that closed door. Remember, delay is not denial. God's timing is perfect, and He is aligning everything for your good and His glory. Your breakthrough is coming, and when that door finally swings open, you'll step through it stronger, wiser, and more intimately connected to your Heavenly Father than ever before. So press on, dear friend. Your victory is assured in Christ. The door will open, and you will walk into the abundant life God has prepared for you. keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and watch as he turns your spiritual battles into testimonies of his faithfulness and love. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts filled with hope and anticipation. We believe that you are the God of miracles, the one who holds the keys to every door in our lives. We trust in your divine timing and your perfect plan for each and every one of us. Lord, we know that you have placed dreams and desires within our hearts, and we have been faithfully waiting for the right opportunities to come our way. We have knocked on countless doors, seeking the path that you have ordained for us. At times, we have felt discouraged and weary, wondering when our breakthroughs will come. But today, we stand firm in our faith, knowing that you are working behind the scenes on our behalf. We declare that the doors we have been waiting for are about to swing wide open. We believe that you are aligning the right people, resources, and circumstances to bring about the manifestation of your promises in our lives. We thank you for the doors of opportunity that you will open, leading us to new levels of success, growth, and fulfillment. We trust that these open doors will bring us closer to your purpose and plan for our lives. May we walk through these doors with confidence, knowing that you are guiding our every step. We also pray for the wisdom and discernment to recognize the doors that you have opened for us. Help us to be sensitive to your leading and to have the courage to step out in faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Give us the strength to let go of any fears or doubts that may hold us back from embracing the opportunities you have prepared for us. We declare that no obstacle or challenge can stand in the way of the doors you have destined for us to walk through. We believe that every barrier will be broken, every mountain will be moved, and every chain will be shattered by your mighty power. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your unwavering love for us. We trust that you are working all things together for our good, and that the doors you open will lead us to a future filled with hope, joy, and abundance. We praise you in advance for the amazing testimonies that will come forth as a result of the doors you are opening in our lives. May our lives be a living testament to your goodness, grace, and provision. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this powerful video, I want to remind you that God's timing is perfect, and He is always working to open doors of breakthrough and blessing in your life. Even in the midst of challenges and uncertainty, He is moving behind the scenes to bring about His plan for your good and His glory. The Bible reminds us in Psalm 37:4, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." This is a beautiful promise that when we put our trust and delight in God, He will grant us the deepest desires of our hearts. As you've seen through these 10 amazing ways, God is always looking for ways to open doors of opportunity, healing, and restoration in your life. Don't give up hope or lose faith, even when the doors seem shut or the wait seems long. Keep seeking God, keep knocking, and keep trusting that He will open the doors you're waiting for. Remember, God's blessings are not just for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others as well. As you receive His blessings, look for ways to be a blessing to those around you. Share your story, your resources, and your love with others, and watch as God multiplies His goodness through you. Thank you for joining me today. May God continue to bless you, guide you, and open doors of favor, abundance, and breakthrough in your life. Keep seeking Him, keep trusting Him, and keep walking in His ways. God bless you, and may His presence be with you always.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.